Well, let's go to the next slide. Your marriage, God designed to be the second greatest day of your life. And that's because our goals is that we have a life and we have a marriage that's useful to God. Now, look up from your slide. The greatest desire that we should have in life is to be useful to God. That's what it means that we submit to Him and that we, by His salvation, humbly come before Him. We want to be useful. We want to be His servant, His slave. And the Bible says that as we come before Him, that we start looking, and this next slide tells us, what is a biblical marriage and partner really like? And this is what the Bible describes in the book of Proverbs. And I want to read these to you, okay? So just keep looking at the slide, take notes, and I'll read this to you. Marriage is to be like a joyful river of intoxicating blessing. Wow, that's how God describes marriage. We're intoxicated. Marriage is goodness and favor from the Lord. Marriage is to be the companion of our youth to whom we make a lifelong covenant. Next slide. Marriage is to be such a wonderful attraction that 7 years of hard labor waiting for this moment is like a moment. That's what happened to Jacob. Marriage is to be like a fruitful vine that delightfully grows around our life. So how does this happen? We'll see the next slide. It's what I was mentioning to you. We be and become, and we wait and find. Now let me read you the slide. Be and become a person who believes that God designed marriage and wants to follow His plan. And be and become a person who will correspond to that person God picks. Now, look up from your slide. If you're married today, then you should be the wise man or woman by God's grace that Proverbs described. If you're not married, you should be or become a person that believes God designed marriage. Remember this verse? God designed marriage. He designed it for you to complete another person. And you should wait and find the person that corresponds to you. What person corresponds to you? One who's not living the way of the world. Rather, one who is humbly, by God's grace, submitting to God's wisdom. That's what He wants. Look at the next slide. We should be or become a person who will be glued to the other. And we should wait and find a person who likes to be at home and not always running around. That's what Deuteronomy 6:7 says. Now look up from the slide. That first one, be or become a person who will be glued to your partner. Did you know that modern dating is much like one of those self-stick envelopes? Have you ever seen a self-stick envelope? You don't have to lick it. You pull a strip off and it closes and sticks. But then you realize you didn't put something into the letter, so you carefully pry that off, open it up, put it in, and then you try and stick it back. Did you know after you stuck it once and then unstuck it, and then you try and stick it again, it doesn't work very well? God designed marriage that you glue to one person for life. Not glued to this one for a little while, and then glued to this one for a little while, and then glued to that one for a little while, and keep ungluing. Did you know modern dating is much like getting married and divorced over and over again? You know, in fact, the majority of young people live together before they're married. They get glued and then unglued. Now, I don't need to remind you that God says living together is fornication. I'm talking about any sexual contact with a person other than your husband or wife is sin. Any. I didn't say actually having sexual relations. I said sexual conduct. The Bible says starting sexual desires that can't be satisfied is defrauding a person. So, you know, before you start sticking and unsticking and sticking and unsticking, you should say, Lord, I want to follow your design for marriage. And I want to be a person that believes I'm only supposed to be glued to one. You know what that means? Love can wait. Lust can't. Okay, look at the next slide. Be or become a person who loves children and wants to teach them. That's what God said. The purpose of marriage is to have a godly home. Be or become a person that wants a pure home, as Deuteronomy 6:9 says. Be a person who wants to keep their word and is reliable, and then wait and find someone who loves children and wants to teach them, and wait and find someone who wants to have a pure home, and wait and find someone who keeps their word. And look at the next slide. Marry someone living a balanced life in an obsessive and a compulsive world. Now, look up from the slide. What do I mean by that? Well, God has laid down the most beautiful New Testament summary of the book of Proverbs. Did you know that there's a book in the New Testament that summarizes all these qualities of wisdom into a concise little package? In fact, it's the only, listen to this, it's the only curriculum in the Bible for every young man, young woman, older woman, younger woman. Every group, young and old, men and women, every one of them, there's a New Testament book that tells you exactly what you are to be and become and wait and look for.